Station identification.
KHTV, Provo, Salt Lake City, Ogden. Quitting tobacco isn't easy. For help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Everything alternative. Alt 94.9. A Cumulus station.
Everything alternative, the new Alt 94.9, new politics still coming to the Alt Lounge, but the date has changed. If you've already won tickets, be listening for that coming up next. Plus, we have another chance for you to get in on this. Details after Pepper on Alt 94.9. Everything alternative, the new Alt 94.9. That's Pepper with around.
It's 7-Eleven. It's 41 with the high right around 60.
All right. So first and foremost, we're going to be getting to your guaranteed ticket times here in just a minute. That's where you can win yourself tickets to come hang out in the Alt Lounge with New Politics. However, the date has changed, so be listening close for the details on that. You know what else changes over time is that your musical taste. Apparently, a new study has confirmed that as you age, you might think that you'll listen to whatever you're listening to right now till the day you die. But studies show that as you age, your musical taste changes, and you're going to eventually all die listening to classical music. That's what the study says.
Say it ain't so.
I'm not making it up. Apparently, there are five stages of your musical preferences. The first is the intense period, when whatever you're into as a kid, be it, for me, it was like punk and metal and stuff like that. That's what teens explore in their own identity. For now, like for my kids, it's like One Direction and stuff like that.
That's their punk.
Yes. Unfortunately, yes. I love my kids. I don't love their musical taste. After that, listeners gravitate toward contemporary electronic music. And that's the electronica and the R&B phase. That's when you're going into early adulthood, they say. For me, I think that was like all of the 90s stuff. That was when I was listening to Alice in Chains and Tonic at the same time, I think is what that was. Then there's the phase of the romantic, the emotionally positive and danceable music. The way to the mellow period is listeners search for love and start families. That was my John Mayer face right there. Yeah.
You had a John Mayer
face. Yeah, I had a John Mayer face.
I'm never going to let you live that down, so you know.
Just so you know, it would my shuffle would go from Corrosion of Conformity to John Mayer, so that makes it better, right? Right? No?
Corky. You went to John Mayer.
Put this one on the books.
Whatever.
You got to bring this back up later.
Following that is the sophisticated age of jazz and classical pieces. That's my Adele face right there. What? Really?
Howie.
Okay, admittedly, I don't think I've gotten past the electronic stage yet. I'm not quite to the romantic stage. So.
Really? Yeah, that's my Adele face. maybe a little Sarah McLachlan thrown in
there. This is what I have coming. I have John Mayer and Adele in the future of my future.
And then finally, the last stage, this is what you get to look forward to as you die. We mature and lose the need for peer approval. We become more inclined to unpretentious music such as country and folk.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
So apparently when you get old, you throw the classical on mixed with a little bit of that Tracy Lawrence and stuff like that. And the country stuff.
One-way trip to Neverland, please. I would like to never grow up.
Yeah.
Do you agree with this with the survey, guys?
I will say the first two stages at least, because my emo music, I totally connected as a teenager.
You got big into that? You like that stuff? I liked the AFI. I didn't get into the emo, but I liked the AFI and stuff like
and
that.
And then I kind of grew into a little bit more of the pop and electronic music. Still kind of.
What about you, Corky?
Rocking it.
I like the metal.
You're going to be that way till you die. Metal till you die.
All the way.
He doesn't have phases. He's just quirky. It's just, I like metal.
It's the quirky music.
I find one thing I like and I stick to it.
That's right. All right. Well, we both agree on Alice in Chains, though. That's something we agree on.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We have tickets. We agree that New Politics is cool, too. These guys are a lot of fun. They're from out of the country, Corky found out. You did some research on them.
Where are they from?
I don't remember. But they're from another country, but they're really cool, and they have the song we're playing on the radio called Harlem. They're a really fun band. They're going to be here. It's not going to be today, though. They were going to be here with that Pink show, so we're going to have the Alt Lounge today. It's been rescheduled.
Right.
It's going to be later on this month, but we still want to get you in to hang out with them. So if you already won tickets to come to the Alt Lounge, just hang on. You're going to be good to go. It'll just be later this month, all right? In the meantime, though, we do have tickets for you right now if you have not gotten into to see New Politics. 456-700-949, caller number 9 right now. We'll get into the Alt Lounge to hang out with New Politics later this month with everything alternative, the new Alt 94.9.
The Half-Ass Morning Show, Alt 94.9.